Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today's program will focus on the swing orchestras of Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Benny Goodman with Martha Tilton on vocals, Artie Shaw with Helen Forrest, Andy Kirk, and Bob Crosby. In 1942, Glenn Miller was leading one of the most popular and successful swing bands in America. He was bringing in $15,000 to $20,000 a week, lots of money in those days, but Miller wanted to help with the war effort, so he joined the Army. Naturally, he wound up leading an Army Air Force band in England. While flying over the English Channel in 1944, the single-engine plane he was in disappeared. Miller was just 40 years old. Here's the Miller Orchestra with I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem, Alice Bluegown, and Tex Beneke and the Modernaires with Irving Berlin's When That Man Is Dead and Gone. Thank you.
thought up a plan, dressed as a man, walking the earth, and since he began,
the world is hell for you and me.
But what a heaven it will be
when that man is dead and gone. When that man is dead and gone,
we'll go dancing down the street, kissing everyone we meet when that man is dead and gone.
What a day to wake up on. What a way to greet the dawn.
Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead and gone. What a happy way to greet the dawn.
Some fine day the news will flash, Satan with a small mustache is asleep beneath the lawn.
When that man is dead
and gone.
When that certain man is dead and gone, long gone.
When that man is dead and gone.
Here we are, swinging with the doctor. William Basie was born in Red Bank, New Jersey in 1904. His mother taught him to play the piano. In the early 1920s, Basie played piano on the vaudeville circuit for several years. He went to Harlem in 1925, finding work with several groups. In 1929, he joined the Many Moten Band in Kansas City. When Moten died in 1935, Basie formed his own orchestra with many of Moten's former players. Basie took the band to New York in 1937 and soon was playing at major venues. After World War II, he disbanded the orchestra and reformed another big band in 1952. He led this orchestra into the 1980s. He passed away in 1984 at age 79. Lined up are two songs with Helen Humes and the Basie Band, Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy and Sing for Your Supper, and then an instrumental, Jive at Five. Jive was a slang term of the day, which meant marijuana.
Tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finn and Harry, I just adore his asking for more. But my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Oh.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. When Benny Goodman needed to replace Helen Ward as his girl singer in 1939, Martha Tilton auditioned for the job. But Goodman walked out of the room during her second song. Feeling rejected, Martha also walked out and cried all night. But the next day, she got a job offer at $125 a week, and 2 days after that, she was on the tour bus heading for Texas. Here's Martha Tilton and the Goodman Band with Johnny Burks, "The Moon Got in My Eyes," "I'd Like to See Samoa of Samoa," and Johnny Mercer's "Bob White."
Without a compromise, I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes. I thought a heaven was in sight, that I would have the right to play, but with the morning's early light, I didn't have a dream to my name. Saying that all who love are blind, it seems that ancient adage still applies. I guess I should have seen right through you, but the moon got in my eyes.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
whippoorwill. He says you've got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? About you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the cob. Take it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up
tonight. You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz happening on your radio. Helen Forrest sang with three swing bands from 1938 through to 43, those of Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman, and Harry James. She was born Helen Fogel in Atlantic City in 1917. The family relocated to Brooklyn, where her stepfather turned their home into a brothel. At 14, the same stepfather attempted to rape her, and she stabbed him with a kitchen knife. Good for Helen. She promptly moved in with her piano teacher. Helen dropped out of high school to pursue her dream of becoming a singer. After several years of working in clubs and on radio, she got her big break with Artie Shaw in 1938. She became a star during the swing era. She performed with the Harry James Orchestra in the Hollywood film Springtime in the Rockies in 1943. She went solo in 43 and had a successful career in radio, television, and motion pictures. She passed away in 1999 at age 82. At the height of her career, she was perhaps the most popular female vocalist in America. I've got three songs lined up by Helen Forrest with the Artie Shaw Orchestra. They say Irving Berlin's Supper Time and Day After Day.
What they say. should set the table, cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Supper time, kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling that that man of mine ain't coming home no more? How'll I keep explaining when they ask me where he's gone? How'll I keep from crying when I bring their supper on? How can I remind them to pray at their humble door? How can I be thankful when they start to thank the Lord? Lord, oh, supper time, I should set the table, cause it's supper time. Somehow I'm not able, cause that man of mine ain't coming home no more. Ain't coming home no
recalling the moments we knew. Do you think
think of them too, day after day.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. In 1929, Andy Kirk was playing sax in Terrence Holder's Dark Clouds of Joy when Holder suddenly disappeared after financial irregularities. The band wanted to stay together, so they elected Kirk to be their leader, changed the band's name to 12 Clouds of Joy, and went on to swing-era fame. Terrence Holder went on to be a copper miner in Montana. Here are three instrumentals by the 12 Clouds of Joy: Steppin' Pretty, Puddin'Head Serenade, and Wednesday Night Hop.
Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. Bing Crosby's little brother Bob was also a singer. In 1935, when band leader Ben Pollock decided to disband, the remaining band members invited the 21-year-old Crosby to be their leader, and the rest is history. This set will start with a very melancholy piece titled Chain Gang, and then Jimtown Blues.
Thank you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.